From the Financial Times in New York, I'm Amy Keene, and this is FT News. Free Wi-Fi is coming to the streets of New York City thanks to a group of investors, including Google, that are aiming to shake up the U.S. telecoms market. Senior U.S. business correspondent David Crow took to a bustling Third Avenue in Manhattan this week to find out exactly how this new service, called Link NYC, will work.
Here we are on Third Avenue in New York, and behind me is a 9.5-foot-high Wi-Fi router. There's going to be 7,500 of these in New York. They're ripping out all the old phone boxes and replacing them with these. You have a headphone jack. Plug in your headphones and you can make a telephone call. If you're in trouble, call 911. When this is up and running, passers-by in New York are going to be able to check their emails, check their Facebooks. How's it all pay for, you might ask? Well, on either side of this kiosk, it's called a Link, there's going to be a huge 55-inch screen with digital advertising that's going to pay for the free service. Google and others are behind this project, and they've had support from Mayor Bill de Blasio. And we've been on the streets of New York today asking passers-by whether they think they'd use the service or not.
Yeah, because whenever I can use Wi-Fi, I use it because my data drives me crazy. It costs so much money.
I think it's great. You know, there are a lot of people that, you know, need to be connected 24/7 for better or for worse.
I think it looks like a monstrosity from outer space and has no business being here.
I asked Jen Hensley, the general manager of Link NYC, exactly who she thought would use the service and whether there had been any backlash from mobile phone companies like Verizon, who could end up losing business.
Many New Yorkers, all New Yorkers, are mobile New Yorkers, and we think that giving them access to these speeds and on their smartphones and mobile devices is a really important way to provide them access to the internet for professional, educational, and recreational experiences that so many of us get in our homes and offices. Everybody recognizes the amount of data that's going running through our mobile devices, and we think this is going to be really complementary to the service that people have on their phones. And there will be some offload, but ultimately that's going to open the network up, the mobile networks, for other uses. So at least for the time being, it's really meant to be a complementary service that just increases the amount of bandwidth available to everybody.
That was a report by David Crow in New York City. Users will be able to start testing the service at the end of this month, and Link NYC plans to expand the kiosk to all 5 city boroughs by summer 2016. You can read the full story and see those 9.5-foot Wi-Fi routers at FT.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Center.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.